or say or do. So kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say I do, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is mixing golf and politics during his trip to Scotland. Reporters asked him if he will offer any suggestions when he meets with the president of the EU Commission Sunday.
I mean, there's a couple of things I could say, but on immigration, you better get your act together. You're not going to have Europe anymore.
Trump is also expected to talk trade with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The UN's World Food Program says the hunger crisis in Gaza has reached new levels of desperation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is slamming the international community.
I have repeatedly condemned the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, but nothing can justify the explosion of death and destruction since. The scale and scope is beyond anything we have seen in recent time. I cannot explain the level of indifference and the inaction we see by too many in the international community. The lack of compassion, the lack of truth, the lack of humanity.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met with Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell for a second time yesterday. More from CBS's Scott McFarland.
Blanche, Trump's number two Department of Justice official, said he sought the meetings with Maxwell as a response to the president's directive to release more evidence in the case.
That is totally unorthodox and outside the norms of the way the Department of Justice is supposed to operate.
Liz Oyer, a former U.S. pardon attorney, was fired from the Department of Justice in March.
Is she well positioned to get a pardon?
There's every reason to believe that they are seeking to make some sort of deal with Maxwell that will help them solve this political crisis.
A 14-year-old boy was killed and a 19-year-old wounded in a shooting at a University of New Mexico dormitory. State Police Chief Troy Weisler.
Our initial investigation has determined that this incident involved four individuals who were hanging out in a dorm room in the Casas del Rio complex. At some point, for reasons that we are still investigating, the suspect began shooting a firearm at the other occupants of the room.
The suspect is 18. Happy 250th birthday to the U.S. Postal Service.
The Postal Service was launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule. Ben Franklin was the first Postmaster General. In more recent times, the Postal Service expanded, employing up to nearly 800,000 people by 1999.
We take it very seriously because we're providing a vital service to the public.
But now it's closer to 500,000 workers, with stories of billions in losses year after year, increased competition, and calls for privatization. President Trump proposed a Postal Service merger earlier this year with the Commerce Department. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Rules for carry-on bags are changing in the European Union.
The European Union has voted to adopt a proposal that will allow air passengers to bring a personal item into the cabin and a piece of hand luggage of up to 15 pounds free of charge. The legislators called for clearly defined rules for free hand luggage and a fundamental right for passengers to avoid unjustified extra costs. What this means is travelers flying within the European Union have the right to carry a personal bag as well as a carry-on at no extra cost. What's not clear yet is whether some low-fare carriers might increase ticket prices. But one positive sign, budget airline Ryanair has already announced it's increasing its personal allowable free onboard bag size by 20%. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
TSA agents at Miami International Airport caught a woman trying to smuggle a pair of turtles in her bra. One of the turtles died. The other was turned over to the Florida Department of Fish and Wildlife. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 82 degrees. Tonight, a scattered storm or two, a low around 71. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s for Sunday. Touch warmer for Monday, mostly sunny, with a high around 90. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. Right now, it's 68.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Oh, baby, you're so far away.
Well, there's a road.
Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Yeah.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Bye.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Now wait.
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Swear it's not too late.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
take for granted that you're always there. masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Stays on my mind.